All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABMFM, where it's all business all the time. Today on the show from Seattle, Washington, we have an intuitive and spiritual consultant. You can visit her self-titled website, at www.robynfritz.com. Please join me in welcoming to the roundtable Robin Fritz. Hi, Robin. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, CJ. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And we are delighted to have you. So why don't we jump into things and have you tell us a little bit about the work you do. What exactly do you do?
Well, as an intuitive and spiritual consultant, I have a range of services. So one of the things I do is offer personal and business intuition. So I can look at a personal or business issue for you at your home and your own daily life, and I can also look at a business issue for a company, whether you're a solopreneur or whether you're involved in, you know, a large company with a lot of employees. So I do that. And I also do animal communication, which means I talk with animals, help people find lost animals, look at health issues with their veterinarian, and assist with transition and dying. And I'm a medium, which means I talk with the dead. And I also clear spaces. So there are businesses, real estate agents, regular businesses who hire me to come in to do what I call keeping the energy clear in the business. So if you look like your business is slowing down, or people aren't coming in, or your employees aren't getting along, sometimes there are things on this worldwide energetic scale, so to speak, that we can do to facilitate that, which, you know, it's kind of is a way of looking at the overall gamut of how things work in the world. On the other aspect, I'm a registered and licensed hypnotherapist, and I offer past life regression and between life regression. So people look back on what their previous lives were, and it's not just to heal fears and traumas and phobias, which a lot of psychotherapists use past life regression for. What I like to do is to help people tap skills they had before and bring them forward to work right now in their current lifetime. So that's an interesting way of really adding to our skill set. So that in spiritual consulting, spiritual healing, energetic healing. So it's a different world.
Definitely. So, Robin, you offer quite a lot. What
I do.
What got you started in all this? Where did your journey begin to helping out people in this way?
Well, actually, my dog back in 2001 was circling to take a nap when she suddenly leaped up and went berserk. And she's a little 20-pound dog, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, very mild-mannered dogs. And she went berserk, dragging on my jeans and trying to get us out of the house. And 2 minutes later, we had a major earthquake here in Seattle. And I realized when it was all over that she knew the earthquake was coming, which in my research I discovered animals do have a sensitivity to, you know, the vibrations of an earthquake. But it really got me thinking that there's more going on in the world than we know. And I put on my science hat and tried to figure out what that was. And that led to the intuitive work that I'm doing and the spiritual work, because I realize that we're all souls, you know, taking bodies to grow our souls and have experiences, and really that kind of work helping people creates a profound difference in their lives and helps them grow in their business lives and helps them grow in their home lives. And there's certainly not enough of that happening in the world right now. So that's how I got there.
Okay, absolutely. So put me in the shoes of one of your clients, whether they're coming to you for energy healing or business reasons or past life regression, whatever it may be. Put me in the shoes of a client. What could they expect from you? What is your approach?
It really kind of depends on what they're coming for. I have professionals, for example, who come to me because they're blocked in their business. they're either not making the money that they want to make, or they're not getting the breakthroughs that they need to grow their business. Medical professionals, very accomplished doctors who can't pass their board exams. So what I do is I sit down with them, I, you know, talk about what's going on in their careers, and I can literally see blockages in them, things that are holding them back. And we go through a process of identifying what that is and literally clearing that out of their energy body, which is their physical body as well as their energy body, and teaching them how to manage their boundaries. You know, we walk around all day and we're affected by everything that goes on around us, and that can interfere with our normal course of our daily lives. So I teach people how to keep those things from interfering with them. And they call me up and they pass their board exam. So it's a real thing. It really works. As far as talking with the dead or working with animals, people are either in crisis with an animal, or they're just learning to, you know, find out what's going on with the animal. Or with the dead, it's simply a matter of most people don't get the closure they need before they lose a loved one. And that's why they come to a medium, to have that final conversation with a loved one who's passed on.
Okay, so Robin, let me ask you this, and this will be the final question since we are running out of time.
Okay.
What would you say to someone to persuade, but someone that may be on the fence about seeing an intuitive like yourself? What might you say to them to convince them otherwise?
Okay, I work my business and my personal life that everyone is an intuitive and healer. We have these natural abilities to work intuitively, to tap into our intuition, and to help it help us in our daily life. So to me, it's a very practical skill set that we're simply not tapping into. So I would say to someone, if you learn to use your intuition, you would have another decision-making tool in your toolbox. It's a very practical thing. For the other things, it's grief resolution, it's finding a lost animal, it's attracting people to your business, and it's just learning to tap the entire skill set that your soul came into your body with.
Okay, very nice. All right.
How I'd look at it.
Continue.
Sorry?
You can go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So it's just, you know, there's a variety of things that people come to me for. And today, right now, I think there are a lot of people that are becoming aware that intuition is not woo-woo-y or out there. You know, some of the things that I do kind of sound like that. But in a very practical basis, you learn to use your intuition. You can help yourself advance in your career. You can create a better home life, a better community life. And there are various reasons why you would look at that. So if you're feeling blocked, you would come for me to help you clear out a block, or just to learn how to use your intuition and what that means to you in your daily life. And any given day, I have someone with a lost animal or someone with a dying animal, and it's a chance for them to say goodbye and find out what an animal is wanting to tell them. So it's the work that I do is about souls. It's about taking care of our souls and growing our souls, and we don't really think about our daily life like that, but when we do, that enriches our entire experience, both personally and professionally. And that's why I keep doing it, because there's not enough of people like me in the world helping everyone to be the best that they can be.
Fantastic. Robin, thank you so much. What is the easiest way for our audience to reach out to you if they wanted to inquire?
They can go to my website, robynfritz.com, RobynFritz.com, or they can email me at robyn@robynfritz.com, or they can find me at LinkedIn, or they can find me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive, Robin M. Fritz.
Perfect. Robin, I want to thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
And to our listeners, thanks for staying tuned to All Business Media FM. We will be back after this short break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.